The song is entitled Brother. It's from The Brilliance. And our guest, yours and mine, is Mr. John Hucker, Pastor John Huckins. And I'm telling you, the mission that he is on is one that is truly amazing, definitely timely, absolutely necessary. And you were sharing with us that you were having this conversation with Milad, of course, with his family as well. You all would cut out of class a little early so you could get with him and and get that teaching. And where did that lead?
It led to me focusing my graduate studies on this work of Christian peacemaking. What's the intersection of my faith with a tangible practice for peace in our world, in our churches, in our neighborhoods, on our streets, and ultimately as a nation and a country? And so, as I began to practice this very tangibly in my neighborhood of Golden Hill in downtown San Diego, which is very diverse but also very segregated, it began to really clarify our church's mission and presence here to not only be talking about Jesus, but actually living in a living witness of the reconciling work of God in Jesus on our streets. And it not only clarified our mission and practice, but it began to expand our understanding of God's work in our diverse world. And so really that's what gave birth to our organization, to Global Immersion. Sarah and I, my co-founder, saying, what are ways we can encourage other Jesus followers and churches to take this work seriously? And we began to invite them into experiences of actually going to the Middle East with us, to Israel and Palestine, down here to our border, Tijuana and San Diego, and to sit at the feet of people like Milad and Menar, people who are actually practicing peace in the midst of conflict. And we went there to say, how can you help us build a set of tools for engaging the conflict on our own homes, in our own streets, and in our call and mission as the church? And so that's what led to the conception of our organization, and now we do that with churches and Christian universities all over the country, and we're seeing a growing movement of followers of Jesus who are saying, we actually are called to set down our swords and pick up our cross and actually follow in an others-oriented and enemy-loving way of Christ in our world.
So that said, what do you find, John, to be some of the greatest challenges for people who would be peacemakers to overcome so that they can be effective peacemakers? And then related to that, what do you find to be some of the greatest challenges for the people who peacemakers would actually reach out to?
Yeah, two things come to my mind. First off, and specifically to Christians, I think we have a major theological obstacle we have to deal with, that we haven't inherited a theology that says that peacemaking is actually central to the mission of God. If God made all things right, the Hebrew word shalom in Genesis 1 and Genesis 3, we see a break in the story when we reach for the fruit of power, and then God makes it God's mission to restore all that was broken. And we trust that in Jesus, God waged a decisive peace. So we have a theological obstacle that we've inherited in our country specifically that says things have to get worse before Christ's return. And we would say, well, if the cross worked and if resurrection is real, we actually are to participate in that restorative work now. So I think that's one of the major hurdles, and we do a lot of work to establish a theology that's about resurrection and restoration in real time. Another obstacle is again, we haven't been given tools to engage conflict well. We see conflict as a problem, and one of our mentors would say conflict is actually one of the most dynamic laboratories for transformation. And what are the tools then we need to move towards conflict as an opportunity for God's best work to come about in our families, in our marriages, on our streets, and in our world? And so those obstacles are ones that are important to name so that we can then begin to reshape how we see theologically and practically our call to peace.
And I noticed that you said several times to us that we move into the conflict, and you write about this so much in your book, and it's, we move into it rather than running away from it, rather than dismissing it, rather than ignoring it, rather than saying that's their problem. And one of the things that really stands out to me as I think about what you and your co-author write about when it comes to moving into the conflict is that this really requires courage. Making peace requires courage.
Mm. it sure does. And I think that's one of the stigmas around peace and peacemaking, is it's this kind of soft, euphoric ideal that sits at 30,000 feet, and it's associated with fairy tales and Volkswagen buses and tie-dyed shirts. And we would say, no, if Jesus not only was the peacemaker, but invited us to be peacemakers, it doesn't look like power and comfort and safety. It looks like a cross. It looks like moving towards conflict. It requires putting our own safety on the line for the sake of God's work in our world. So we would say that, you know, a faith that has us insulated and isolated from conflict, that's not a strong faith. It's a fragile one. And so, you know, as we spend 5 minutes on our smartphones today, we see conflict all around us. It can be so easy to get discouraged by the political rhetoric and the binaries of left and right, Republican and Democrat, and us and them. And we're saying, wait a minute, we have to understand that this is an opportunity. It's going to cost something. It might cost reputation at times, which is something we hold so high in our culture and in the church. But that is our mandate as followers of Jesus, to lean in and be these ambassadors of reconciliation.
So one more, and then I definitely want you to tell us more about the website and about the book, where we can get it. But any significant challenge that seems to be a recurring theme when it comes to connecting with the people that we want to reach out to when we're attempting to make peace?
Yeah, I mean, I'll speak specifically as a church leader. I think there's a lot of people that the church has othered and demonized. And I think there's a general cynicism towards how the church and followers of Jesus can actually contribute to reconciliation, because we haven't done well at this historically. Early church for the first 300 years is a beautiful model of it, before Constantine took over the religion of the empire. But I think one of the major obstacles is building relationships, credible mutual relationships with people who look and think and believe and act differently than we do, and allow them to know that us, as followers of Jesus, we're actually desiring to be in mutual relationship. We're desiring to be partners in work for peace. We're not just trying to perpetuate conflict or violence in our world. And that really comes down to our witness. What does our witness look like? Our witness hasn't looked as much like the cross of Jesus. It's looked more like the sword of power. And we have some work to do there, but it's beginning to happen. And when it does, it's unbelievably redemptive.
Awesome. Awesome. Unbelievably redemptive. John, could you tell us more about the book, where people can get it, and how they can find you on the web?
You bet. Yeah, again, as you said, the name of the book is Mending the Divide, and we do our very best to outline a theology and tangible set of practices for what we call everyday peacemaking. Peacemaking that impacts our homes, our neighborhoods, and our world. And you can get it on Amazon. It's published by InterVarsity Press. It's also on their website, and really anywhere they sell books.
All righty. And the Global Immersion Project.
That's right. That's the name of our organization. The website is globalimmerse.org.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for taking on this courageous mission to not only be a peacemaker, but to help others become likewise, so that we look more and more like the one we love so much, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
All righty. Be right back, everyone. Up next, Daniel Hill, more on bringing us together instead of dividing us.